And so I'm going to give a quick challenge. You can turn to Psalm chapter 33. Psalm chapter 33. I tell you, I really like music. It's a real blessing to have been surrounded by it my whole life. I tell you, growing up in church and being around good music, it's just been a tremendous, tremendous blessing. So here, Psalm 33, we'll look at verses 1 through 3. It says this, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery, and with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise." Let's pray and we'll look at this. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for these young people. I thank you for the skill and the talent that you blessed them with. I pray, Lord, that as tonight they honored and glorified you with that talent, I pray that that would never change the rest of their life. They would take what you've given them and be careful to honor and glorify you with it until they draw that final breath and spend eternity with you. I pray, Lord, you bless as we look at these verses, and I pray that you'd speak to me, through me. I pray that you'd speak to hearts tonight. I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, so if you look at the top, you might you say, I wonder who wrote this psalm. It doesn't tell us a psalm of David like Psalm 34 does. Psalm 33 doesn't have that title there. But traditionally, it has been linked to Psalm 32, and some people view them together. Psalm 32 does have a title. It says a psalm of David, Maskil. So Psalm 32, Psalm 33, Psalm 33 has been attributed to the same author, David. And as you look at verse 11 of Psalm 32, it flows right into verse 1 of Psalm 33. "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." So it's pretty safe to say most likely this is a psalm of David. On Sunday, we saw that David was the eighth son of Jesse. One by one, there in 1 Samuel 16, his seven older brothers were rejected. One by one by one, until finally all of them were rejected, and Samuel says, "Is there anyone else?" And Jesse says, well, in verse 11, "There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep." Soon after that, he was anointed to be the next king of Israel, the eighth son of Jesse. And in the Bible, eight is a picture of new beginnings. It's one of the things that it depicts. A week has 7 days, and so the eighth day is the beginning of the next week. Just to be a musical nerd for just a second, a scale. The scales that we use are major or minor. Those are diatonic scales consisting of a mixture of whole steps and half steps. Our scales that we use in the Western world have 8 notes. As you sing la 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 la, as you get to that 8th note, there's 7 letter names in a note. By the time you get to the top, you've repeated the first letter name at the bottom. That top note is the beginning of the next scale. The 8th note begins the next scale. David, being the 8th son of Jesse, boy, he was a picture of new things. Boy, Israel needed some new things. Saul had come along and made a mess of things, but David was a picture of a welcomed, needed, fresh, new start. And of course, we remember who descended from David, right? Eventually, the Lord Jesus Christ would descend from David. He is the fresh new start of all humanity. Boy, the first Adam came and messed everything up. And God sent a second Adam to give us a chance at salvation, so that because of that new Adam, we have the Bible verse, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The Bible talks about that second Adam, the new Adam who would come. The Bible talks about him in Romans 5 and 1 Corinthians 15. Boy, that new Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to talk tonight a little bit about the new song. When the Lord Jesus Christ dwells within you, there's a new song that God implants in your heart. So here we see these three verses, and of course, verse 3 says, sing unto him a new song. Let's go verse by verse, grab a few thoughts, and I better not say it, huh? Maybe even have you out by 8? I better not even say it. I'm not even going to say it. Not. I take it back. It's not even out there. I'm taking it back. All right. So Psalm 33 verse 1 says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. So first of all, we should praise God thankfully. Thankfully. How did we get to be righteous? Was it anything we did? Or was it because God the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life? And then one day the Holy Spirit came knocking on your heart and said, you're a sinner and you need a Savior. He miraculously opened your eyes to your need. He gave you the strength to reach out by faith and lay hold on the grace of God. He left the choice up to you, but everything else he did. How can you be righteous? Oh, because God did it all. Oh, praise. Praise God thankfully. A thankful person is a spiritual person. If you study Romans chapter 1, as humanity plunged into deep, dark, gross, filthy sin, it started from neither were they thankful. Boy, you think about those lepers that came to Jesus and God, Jesus healed 10 of them and 9 of them went their way and one came back and said, thank you. Praise is comely. Boy, Alec and I were imagining, what if this week for camp, they said, now children, over there is a table full of snacks, little baggies, and it's for you. You guys go enjoy yourself. And most of them would run over. Rare would be the little child that would walk up to the worker and say, you did all that for us? Boy, you got all those baggies and organized all those treats. How much time did that take you? How much did that cost? It blows me away. Thank you. Thank you so much. Boy, it's young people, never, ever too late to learn. When I was a little kid, I wish I was more thankful. Some of you are little kids. Say, Lord, help me to be thankful because praise is comely. Oh, there's an attractiveness when you can wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I can't believe you love me. I don't understand why you love me. But if you'd let me do one thing today, would you do me the great honor of making you happy? That's all I want today, just to please you. Oh, praise is comely. There's an attractiveness when you can have a true thankfulness. Oh God, I love you. I love you. Would you help me please you today? Praise is comely. When the Lord enters your life and he is that new song, he's the theme of your song. There in Exodus 15:2, after God had brought Israel across the Red Sea on the other side, boy, they were excited. They said, the Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my song. When Jesus dwells in you, he should be your song. He has become my salvation, the Bible says. There was an illustration one time of a doctor. He's like, I don't understand salvation. I just don't understand salvation. And somebody said, well, it's like this and it's like this. And somebody said, well, it's even likened to a new birth. And he goes, wait, what? Because this doctor had delivered a whole lot of babies. And he goes, a new birth? Salvation is like a new birth? Now that I get. Because when there's a baby born, that baby has no past Only a future. Is that like salvation? When you're born again, you only have a future. Your past is no more. And the person said, well, your past is under that blood. And you only have a future when you're born again in God. He goes, now that I get. He was excited. Are you excited about your salvation? Boy, praise is comely for the upright. How did you get to be righteous? We should praise God thankfully. Verse 2, it says, praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. So let's praise God thankfully. Let's praise God thoroughly. Let's praise him thoroughly. Tune up that orchestra. Pull out the stops on the organ. Bring all the musical skill you have. After all, where'd your skill come from? Boy, the one to please. See what it says there? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If verse 1, you're full of thankfulness, you say, oh God, it's all about you today. It's all about you today. And you start to praise, oh God. And it says here, praise the Lord. It's all about him. I'm excited about him. Music is not to entertain me. It's to glorify God. And it helps me understand that it's all about him. The benefit that I get is not entertainment. The benefit I get is the maturity, the edification, the building up. When I thoroughly understand it's all about him, oh, that grows me. That matures me. That builds me. That edifies me. When it's all about him, and I want to shout from the mountaintops, I belong to him, and he belongs to me, and I can't keep it quietly. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery, an instrument of 10 strings. Not only are instruments allowed, but God says use them. He directs us to use them. Praise the Lord with harp and psaltery, an instrument of 10 strings. And then thirdly, verse 3, sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud voice. So let's praise God thankfully, because praise is comely. He deserves it. Let's praise God thoroughly. Oh, let's rejoice from the mountaintops. I belong to God. He belongs to me. The Lord is my shepherd. Where would I be without him? I don't even want to imagine. Lastly, when we sing unto him that new song, let's praise God thoughtfully. Thoughtfully. A new song. A new song based on an old theme. Redemption's story. Brother Fred Edwards was talking about getting to share his testimony at RU. And he goes, it was kind of long. And I'm like, amen, brother. And he shared his salvation testimony of what God had done for him. And you know, I said, Brother Edwards, you have something no one else has in the entire world. You have your testimony. Sure, other people have their testimony. And there's a common denominator that Jesus entered my life, turned things right side up, and I've never been the same. But you have your song, that new song, because Jesus is a part of your life. Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. Boy, are you a witness unto him? Are you able to stand up and say, this is what God did for me? You don't have to wait till you know the Bible inside and out. How long was it before the woman that met Jesus in John chapter 4 thought she was ready to head back to Samaria and tell them about Jesus? How many Bible classes did the woman at the well have to take before she could go into that town and say, come see a man. He changed me. I tell you, all you need is that new song when Christ enters your life. Don't wait to start talking about God until you know the Bible inside and out. Or you can quote Luke chapter 2 verses 1 through 20. If you have that new song, you're ready to start talking about it. Praise him thoughtfully. Boy, 7 times in the Old Testament there is mention of a new song. 6 are here in the book of Psalms. 1 is in Isaiah. And then, of course, it talks about the new song in heaven someday. Oh, the new song. And you know what? The song is a what, but also the song is a who. When the Lord Jesus is a part of your life. It wasn't long ago, I think it was just a week ago or so, I was standing right there, and I was listening to my church family sing, "There is a fountain filled with blood." And I got choked up. When we got to verse 4, I couldn't even sing. I was just listening to you guys sing. "Ere since by faith I saw this dream, thy flowing wound supply, redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die. And shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die." Boy, praise God, thankfully. We have so much to be grateful for. Every one of those kids that would have rushed off to the snack table, they had something to be thankful for. They just didn't stop to think about all the things they had to be grateful for. Those 9 that got cured of leprosy, they had so much to be thankful for. It just didn't take the time to think of what they had to be grateful for. Praise is calmly. Praise Him thankfully. Praise Him thoroughly. Pull out all the stops. It frightens me to think of where I would be without Him. Life began when I met Jesus. Redeeming love shall be my theme and shall be till I die. And praise God thoughtfully. Well, I hope tonight was a blessing to you. It was a blessing to me. And when we think of music, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto Him with a psaltery and with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise." Loud there has the idea of joy. It's bursting out of you. There's joy because you know Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, I do pray that You'd be with our church. Lord, thank You once again for these young people. I pray that this challenge would have stirred up hearts. Lord, thank You for meeting with us tonight. Lord, I pray that redeeming love will have already been our theme and will continue to be our theme until we die. Boy, the world tries to sneak in and get our attention on other things, but none of those other things even come close to what we have in salvation. Oh God, we're sinners and we're weak. And boy, we get our attention in the wrong places. Forgive us, Lord. And don't give up on us, please, drawing our attention back to where it belongs, on the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise is comely. Thank You for salvation. I ask all these things in Christ's precious name.